stillness, movement, and flow. So I'd like you to return to your inner being, your eyes closed, your body supported, your feet on the floor supporting you, or if you prefer to sit cross-legged, that's fine too, but in a supported position where you're making contact with the floor and with the earth beneath. It's always holding and supporting and nourishing us. And connect with your breath. Just breathing slowly, easily, steadily, following the breath all the way in and all the way out. Bringing yourself very present, emptying the mind, experiencing your body. So with each new breath, you've dropped deeper into your body. Letting go into a state of presence, openness, receptivity. Back into the still, empty space of spaciousness that we were exploring yesterday. And in this empty space, you are suspended outside time. There's no deadlines. There's nowhere to be. Just floating in inner space. Suspended, held. Letting go. Connecting with the stillness within. And at the same time, as you connect with the stillness, also notice the movements that are happening in the body. There's the movement of the breath. You may feel energy moving in different parts of your body. Tingling, warmth, excitement, or just a calm, steady flow. Maybe you can feel the movement of your blood, or the dance of your cells. Be aware of the movements of your mind, too. As your awareness moves, notice that movement. Notice any thoughts that pass across your mind like clouds across the sky. And if you become distracted and taken away by your thoughts, you start to engage again and to do. Just gently bring yourself back to the breath, back to the spaciousness, back to the stillness within. If you stay long enough with just observing the movement of your inner being, you'll begin to notice that there's a difference between the random movements of the mind that take you away from where you really want to be, from your concentration, from your focus, and the wisdom of the body and the authentic self, which spontaneously arises and sends impulses for you to move in the direction of your purpose. So the movements of the mind, not always, of course, but can be distracting. They can be interrupting. The authentic self is coming from much deeper within and moves, it emerges from us into a spontaneous movement out into the world. The authentic self and the impulse of the authentic self moves the body. When we are hungry, we move towards food. When we are tired, we move towards rest and sleep. unless we are interrupting ourselves and forcing ourselves and pushing ourselves beyond our hunger and our tiredness, interrupting our natural flow and our natural appetites with rules and conditioning. When our hearts are touched, we are moved by love and compassion and reach out to give and touch. We can be moved by joy or passion or an overflowing need to give. I'm sure you know this spontaneous welling up of fullness within that just wants to reach out and give. Remember the last time you felt moved in this way, moved by joy, moved by generosity, moved by passion or compassion. Recall that rising up of energy, that overflowing of energy now. Bring that into your body. Feel that. Experience it. Feel that impulse arising, this natural overflowing of energy. This is a natural flow. We take into the body, we take energy into the body through the breath, through the food, through the earth, through all our senses. And we are vehicle for then expressing it out again. We breathe in, we breathe out. We take in, we take out. We receive, we give. It's just a natural flow as long as we don't interrupt it. That is who we are, this natural flow. So breathe in now all the way until you are full. And then just notice how the letting go happens naturally. Just let go naturally. You simply let go and allow the air to release. Breathe in and breathe out. Receive and let go. You are part of this natural movement of giving and receiving all the time. Can you trust this? Just feel it now. Just be aware of the different ways you're taking in and expressing right now. And throughout the day, notice the spontaneous arising of movements from the wisdom of your body. And the desires of the authentic self, the desires to connect and give. And notice any ways you interrupt that spontaneous arising. You may like to take a few minutes every hour to practice returning to stillness and emptiness and noticing the movements of the inner being. Breathing in and breathing out, bringing all your awareness into your body, into your feet, feeling yourself supported, feeling yourself filled and emptied. Relaxed, alert and present. Bring yourself back now into your day. Thank you.